unstable, not Mary Jane. When I'm low, not embrace it. Let's face it, it's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. Enable, disable, okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable, not Mary Jane. When I'm low, not embrace it. Let's face it, it's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. And now I'm very able, I'm straight just like the table. It's my turn to be stable and step up to the plate. Release these weights because I haven't been straight. Since this weight is in this place, and this who can relate. The nights they get so late, filled with the thoughts of the bread we rape, but also the risks we take. We watch for the real and fate in the grass without the snakes. To be able to take the cake with a little bit of wake and bake. With a family on the house with a late, no longer need to chase the bang. Watch the sky smoke a sunset, gelato, the shit so dang. And here comes that day where we dig deep from within. And I was at bay, but I learned to master it. I took control, I took control of it. Enable, disable, okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable, not Mary Jane. When I'm low, not embrace it. Let's face it, it's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. Enable, disable, okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable, not Mary Jane. When I'm low, not embrace it. Let's face it, it's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known.
Straight to the dome, you can't reach me on my phone. I've been looking up your fire, see how long my mind's been gone. They say I'm going crazy, trying to show them on my own. They can't seem to face it, all the trials that have gone. Separate the facts from what you think is real. I know they got a layer, I've been trying to break the seal. Come on over here, come and tell me how you feel. Wanna know the facts, well listen, here's the deal.
Everybody, happy new year. This is another episode of Straight to the Dome, and yeah, I got a lot of people here, a lot of new faces, a lot of some of the same guests you've seen before. We're ready to get into it. We actually have some news here from our boy Drew. Just dropped an album.
Yes.
Where can we find that album?
Got three features on it as well, right? On everything, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TikTok, Snapchat, I mean, whatever you listen to.
It's K/Drew or dash Drew.
Yeah, K-Drew, Ups and Downs.
Ups and Downs.
That's the title for the album. If you're looking for a specific track, if you're looking for like an upbeat vibe, you know, or just like a chill vibe, I would look for like High Expectations. If you're looking for some lovey-dovey, I would look for that, My Beloved or maybe W's. Or if you're looking for just something like some controversial, just life, you know, the facts,
anything you want,
comedian or something like
anything
that.
You want, we got
yeah
on that album.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance. I've listened to a few songs, okay, and the reason they're here tonight is they've all been a part of the podcast Once Upon a Time, and they wrote a song. They kind of dedicated it to the podcast, called it Straight to the Dome. And we're going to feature that later on in the show. So stay tuned. We're going to be throwing out some songs here and there, probably play them at the end of the podcast episode. Go ahead and feature a few. And maybe at the beginning of the episode, I'll go ahead and feature some later on. But yeah, good stuff. What was the inspiration to your album? And was it hard to make? Was it like, because you're how long you been
it
doing
it? Wasn't
this?
Easy.
It wasn't easy. It took a while. Okay, so I would say like half of the album was incredibly easy, and then the other half was just, it was just took so much time to process, just because like I wanted, like there was just so many things. I would tell folks, I'd be like, listen, that entire thing, just we gotta that ain't it, bro. And we just reworking out and everything. But it took a while. Honestly, the inspiration is weird. But my little brother, he showed me a song by artist Lil Darkie, who normally does some like different off the wall stuff. And he had made a very beautiful melodic song for his son, actually, called Run. And when he made that song, I was like, man, if someone who makes like crazy rage screaming emo music, you know what I'm saying? If they can make that, and then they can make something on the complete opposite spectrum so beautiful, completely different, and just like blow my mind with it, I can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I could put anything in my mind to. So that was kind of like the inspiration of like trying to try out and do so many different like flows and like ideas, but how can I also make it cohesive and tell a story? But that's basically what
I'm okay. So I want you to go ahead. So all three of them have been in your album, right?
Yes. So Pulse, obviously, he engineered and produced everything. He made all. Well, he made, I would say, probably 70% of the beat by himself, and then the other 30%. I mean, I basically made letters to him. But other than that, like I had a little bit of say so in some of the beats, but 70% of the beats are completely all him, and then like everything else. But yeah, for sure, they all feature on that.
I mixed, mastered, produced every song.
He's got a hook and a verse. And
on one song.
He's on two songs with a verse, and then he's on a song with a verse.
Okay. So, yeah. Eddie, they obviously know Eddie. Eddie's been on the show a few times. Pulse, of course, an OG. The original intro came from this guy right here.
It did.
And Timmy, who's a new face on the podcast. Also nice to have you on, man.
Bloomsy is his phenomenal stage name.
Bloomsy?
Bloomsy.
That's a different one. That's a new one.
He's next up.
So, okay. So how long did this album take, do you think? Like
from the start of the first one, I actually looked yesterday, it took 6 months.
Yeah, that's not bad, dude. That's not bad. That's a project. That's a project.
7 months.
But you did how many songs?
First one, I looked at the exact file the day you sent it to me. The very
that short? I thought it was longer than that. Man.
The very first one.
I was telling everybody 9 months, like a baby. Like,
it was only 6. Because we started after I knew I was having all the.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah.
Because you have to understand, when I found out I was having all
the. We got to take 9 months on the next one.
Yeah.
We got to go on a little bit of a rewind, too. Okay. I, as a host of this show, I haven't even, like, gotten back to my listeners since October. I've taken a long break, and that is because since the last podcast that I did, me and the old lady, actually, we tied the knot. So November, that's when it happened, November 19th. And so yeah, I've been busy ever since. Happy to be on. This is the very first show of the new year 2023, so big things coming up, and happy to have these guys part of it. And yeah, there's gonna be a lot more good stuff to come. So tell me more about these songs. Like, what are some of your favorite songs
on the album?
On the album.
Yeah. Personally, the last song on the album, "Letters to Heaven," that probably means the most to me. That's why it was the last on the album. And I also left about that was the beat I completely made myself. I hadn't put in like 15, 16 different instruments. Mm-hmm. Inspiration that actually came from a song called Frail by Jars of Clay, and it's a very, very, very beautiful song with lots of instruments. And my grandmother, my Oma, that's what the song was dedicated for. She was like, that's basically who made me who I am today. Like, I literally, not even saying the song, like, I wouldn't be the person I am today. Like, I wouldn't have some of the key, like, values and just what makes me the man I am if it weren't for her. So that's definitely probably, I would say, like, the most heartfelt, dedicated, like, that's, like, the one that means the most to me. Other than that, like, personal, like, favorite on the album, probably High Expectations, because that one was the first solo song I 100% completed for the album, besides Insane. But it's just the High Expectations, man, just the whole rhyme scheme I have going on and the hook going into the verse, that's just an incredible song. And it's funny, me and my roommate, Menace, Dalton, we were in the kitchen and we were freestyling. We were going back and forth, and he kept shutting down every idea I had, man. So I was like, man, whatever. I went into the other living room and I wrote that song in 10 minutes, dog.
Damn.
10 minutes. And I was like, man, this is awesome. And
then it just kind of blows my mind. That I've never had that capability. So that gift, like, when I see somebody who has it, that blows my mind.
And then another one, I would say, like, another really good one, My Beloved. I made that for, Kaylee and my wife. But also, that was my first song, like, on Spotify that hit 20,000 streams. So that's like a milestone one. And then the the hook on that one, right? My beloved loved one, my dear sweetheart, angel, honey, my girl, my love, my devil from above. I freestyled that one take. And I even told Post, I said, delete this right now. It's garbage. And he listened to it. He was like, bro, if I delete this, you're never recording again.
Yeah.
I can see that Kanaan is actually going to make a comment. I really like that song.
Yeah. Bro, I was going to make the comment. That was beautiful. And Pulse had to come in and shoot heroin in the middle of all of that.
Wow. That was insulin.
You insulin?
Insulin.
That's what I tell people.
He is a diabetic. Which I think he's gone on and explained this before.
Look. But then other than that, man, the features, man, the features kind of made it, man. I wanted to get people that I actually genuinely like their sound and their style.
I don't think it's going to be able to focus.
Oh, there we go. Is it mirrored?
What was going on here?
It's mirrored.
Did you blacked out the freaking podcast?
Yeah.
All right. Drew was talking here, too. All right. You asshole. Shoot the heroin in the middle of the podcast. Interrupting everything.
I don't know what to do. I'm not enough.
All right. Now he's due stuff. He's ready to go. Tell us about how it was producing this this whole album. High on heroin.
I'm insulin. How was it?
Blitzed.
How was it producing the album? Actually, no. I know what song was his worst. I can tell you. I know what he hated.
Shut up. And because I know what you're going to say, too. Like, you're going to say W. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He
told me.
Yeah, he hated the production.
I even tell you that it's not, and I said that Drew's gonna say it's because it's just my least favorite song.
He literally told me during the production multiple times, I hate this song, I'm never gonna like it because of the fact of how much we're doing to it.
That's cap. I did say that. But
to be fair, I did a bar for bar the entire, that's the only song on the album I bar for bar three. Not only do I bar for bar, which I normally don't do, I bar for bar three times. It's three layers because there's no auto-tune or any, there's no effects on that song. That is the one thing.
That's if anybody out there wants to be an engineer, don't.
Wow.
Give up immediately on that dream.
It's not worth it, dude. He's been in it for years.
Pass it on to the next guy. You're not going to make more.
Just double it and pass it on.
Do heroin like Pulse.
Pulse deserves more in the credit than he gets, y'all. I'm being honest. This man's a wizard. He's talented. He really is, man.
Double it and pass it on.
Honestly, when you listen to the album, you listen to the beats, it just sounds so professionally done, bro. Like, honestly, like the beats, like.
No, I don't. We all, props to him, Pulse. We all been on that shit for a while.
For years, bro. Like, you really don't. Like, you don't get enough credit. Bro.
Yeah, props. That's off credit. To you, man.
We love you, bro.
Thank you. Excellent. On the fly, dude. I'll like hit him up. Like, I need an intro for
we
this.
We love you, Pulse.
We make an episode, and then the very next day, the intro is done, and it's like mint. It's ready to go.
Okay. We love you, man. I don't have socks on.
So Eddie Eddie pretends to sing, or what goes on here?
Pretend to sing.
All auto-tune?
Okay.
No. Wow. I'm joking.
I was about to say, he knows how Anna is about that.
All auto-tune.
I've heard this guy. He's got pipes. I make jokes. He's got
just
pipes.
Just to clarify, on Kirby's joke, every song that me and Eddie have ever recorded, on the auto-tune aspect, he always tells me, make it as auto-tune as possible.
Wow.
With it now.
Okay. I thought you were going to say auto-tune less.
Post Malone uses more auto-tune than After Effects.
Yeah.
Okay. But
in a good way.
On the album right now, though, like, where can you find it? Where can people go and listen to it right now so they kind of get an idea?
Everywhere.
Anything you listen to music on besides SoundCloud, because I have to email them. My SoundCloud got messed up.
Hey, yo.
Everything but SoundCloud, though. So any streaming service that you listen to.
All right. It's been a hot minute for me since I've been on SoundCloud anyways.
Mm-hmm. But
do people still use that?
No, I have a couple of people that hit me up and asked me to put my music on SoundCloud. But for the most part, most people, from what I've seen, the majority of my people are on Spotify. But then a lot of them are on Apple Music and YouTube as well.
Dude, because that's what I'm saying.
Like, or Amazon Music. Amazon Music, that's weird, too. I didn't think, listen, it's actually like a month ago. I signed into my Amazon Music for Artists. I've had all of my others signed in for months or whatever, and I never thought. And I go to my check, and I have like 4,000 streams. And I'm like, what? Who uses
Amazon Music? Yeah, that's something I never even think of.
I mean, cool. I mean, if you...
Yeah,
Amazon's pretty big though, honestly. Like,
do you actually?
Like, I could look at my phone and probably see like 3 Amazon notifications.
I
guess if you own Amazon Prime though, isn't Amazon?
Yeah, not on Spotify.
Yeah,
I'm saying Amazon.
No, Amazon is crazy if you have Prime.
Oh, so
that's crazy.
See, I have Prime, but I don't use their music. I use Spotify.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fiend for Spotify.
Wow.
Spotify's good.
Fuck Jeff Bezos.
Well, yeah, that another reason.
That part. Yeah.
You don't like him either?
Rich scumbag.
Jeff Bezos?
No, he's great, dude. He went to the
moon. He's an alien.
I'm saying
I wouldn't say he's great. I don't know. I've never met the guy.
All I'm saying is he was entrusted as one of the richest men in all of history. And
besides Elon.
In the world at the moment, I don't know if he's the most rich person.
Do you guys like Elon?
No, because Bill Gates.
And if you guys like Elon,
I hate
you. So there's one just
he was
like
a trillionaire.
Cool guy.
Bill
cool guy.
He
never
he wasn't actually a trillionaire. His assets were like his company.
Yeah, but he
didn't
but
hear me. No, but he didn't own all of it.
All right, guys.
You know, he actually owns.
Poll here. Do you like Elon?
Yeah, actually, I do.
What?
Take on Elon. You like the guy? You don't like the guy?
It's the hit or miss.
50-50.
It's certain things, but I mean, no, as overall,
piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a lying piece of shit. He's promised us the Cybertruck for too long.
That's how you're mad about.
Remember when he broke his own window?
Yeah.
Like, instantaneously on
stage. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
He's a man of false promises.
Bro, I think Elon's a modern-day mad scientist, if you think about it.
No, he's a modern-day autistic.
No, bro, he's Tony Stark.
Do you think he's really autistic, or do you think he's just playing?
He's literally autistic.
You can tell how.
Have you heard him talk?
I mean, yes.
Like, it's high functioning though. It's not. There's nothing wrong with high functioning.
No, yeah. I'm not like saying there's a problem. There is a problem.
But think about it. If you really realize,
I don't know. There's a problem.
Look at statistics. Look at statistics in the autistic community though. If you actually look at it, bro, they're more likely to be intelligent, like incredibly intelligent.
Yeah, no, they're
So if you really think about it,
well, that's why it's a spectrum.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm saying, like, when you're on the spectrum though, you're more likely to be intelligent.
I don't know. Okay, like,
how many
is that causation or is that correlation?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think it might have to do with causation because autism specifically affects the most your social skills. So then, it's like any other thing, if you're blind, you become more
and then
you can hear better. You know what I'm saying? You can hear better when you're blind.
PDMT.
So if you have worse social skills,
autistic people.
Excuse me.
I'm not even lying, bro. It's an actual proven study. Drew
knows about
this. Autistic people, especially the heavier on the spectrum they are, the more concentration of bufetanine, which is the
same
5-HO, the toad DMT.
You guys have seen Ted 2, right? Where they try to steal Tom Brady's semen. We need to break into Elon Musk's house right frickin' now. Well, steal that dude's pee. That's how we solve world peace.
That's how we get tripped out, bro. Just drink his pee.
Sell it on the black market.
Yeah, he's the
it's world peace.
See, just like how he eats the babies for adrenochrome, right? Like,
pause.
Let's pause for a second. What
is going on?
I'm glad this is triangle. What the fuck?
Come on. This is Kirby's podcast, guys.
You know whose house you're in?
Yeah.
You're either down with it or you're not.
Oh, no. Okay,
get out.
We're all straight to the home right now. So
are you for world peace or not? It's plain and simple.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, but not like that.
Okay.
No. Being
all right, so it's off. We're not doing that. We're not going that route.
We will.
Only Pulse and me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm taking over
the OG till the end. My ride or die.
I want to see what that Elon pissed out.
There's probably life-saving nanobots in there.
I'm sure there's other ways.
It might kill
the next coronavirus
vaccine. So you're telling me his mechanics are faulty?
They're
exiting his body?
Yeah, because he's so perfect in his brain that his body expels the things through his urine, like nanobots.
Is there any other?
So his brain is above nanobots.
No, I didn't say that, but you said that.
I'm saying he pees. He might pee nanobots. That's all I'm saying.
Is that a part of your
and so this is all a theory.
And we're saying it might fix my diabetes if I drink his pee.
No.
It's not a big deal.
I'm going to go with you if you do that.
Hey, I think all right. Just covered up some massive cake.
Dude, chill. Don't. Shut up. We're all podcasts.
I will not go. I will not be there for the golden shower.
Kirby, we're on a podcast. You all can't see that.
All right.
Quit being gross, guys.
Off the rails podcast. Hey, we're getting right back into it. It's been a long time since we caught up. This is how we're getting back into it, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, Kirby's parents, I'm sorry if you listen to this one.
It's a good time.
It's going to be the name of this episode.
I've been on my meme stuff all day.
Kirby's parents don't listen to this one.
No. Elon's pissed.
If you don't know my username on Snapchat, you have no idea. All right, you need to be on it. That is XKG17X at Snapchat. Yeah. There
you go. That's
my meme page.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Yeah, bro. It's the OG.
It's been there since I started it.
So can I ask somebody a question here? I have a question for the podcast. And it's stolen from another podcast that I watch.
Oh no.
Have I asked Eddie? I forgot.
I don't know, but you haven't asked Kirby.
I have asked Kirby. I asked him at your house.
What is it?
I don't think you've asked Kirby. Yes, you did. You called him on the phone.
I did. You're right.
And you asked Kirby. Oh, man, what was it about?
Okay, so here, can I ask you and you act like I didn't ask you before?
Well, that is
probably after the podcast.
Okay, cool.
He might not remember.
So would you rather have...
It was a would you rather remember that. I can't remember the question. Right,
cool. That's good.
We're off to a good start.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon?
Oh yeah. I remember that. Unlimited bacon.
Unlimited bacon. But no more video games. Or games, unlimited games.
I went with the latter last time, so I'm gonna do the second one again. I don't know what that means, but I don't like bacon.
Why? Why would you choose it? But you get nothing on the second one.
Hold on. ISIS member in my house.
Yeah.
What? Oh wow. Because
Christians
don't like how it tastes.
To be fair, the Bible doesn't approve of pork either.
Hey man, but the Bible.
But who wrote the Bible?
But
retards.
Jesus would approve of pork.
Retards.
Hey, all I'm saying is, the Bible would not
King James
would not be the reference. I would have to say the Torah, because in the Bible.
This has gotten absolutely off the rails.
This is getting boring.
Now we're in a biblical argument.
That sounds boring.
With an ISIS member in my house.
Oh my God.
Guy shoots heroin.
Some random teenager.
Yeah.
Money.
Homeless guy.
What are you going to tell us for the Bible, ISIS member?
Joker, you're in the chair now. I have to roast everybody who comes on my podcast.
You killed that. That was good. That was good. You said for the ISIS member in my house.
It's been a long time, so I'm riffing, you know?
You're a good riffer. You're like, not as good as Theo Vaughn. No one is.
Oh, my gosh. He's great.
He's one of my heroes, though. I will freak to that. I've seen that guy live.
He ripped on you.
He did. He ripped on me. And I'd never met the guy. He caught me by surprise. He's doing, like, a meet and greet with just the people who bought the basic tickets, right? And we're waiting around. We figured they tell us it's going to be an hour, actually. He's in there, and apparently meets everybody who bought the VIP tickets, and he meets them pretty fast. And then he comes through the lobby part and catches everybody by surprise. And I happen to be, okay, everybody is in line to meet him, and they think he's still in that part of the building. Mm-hmm. They're waiting at the doors. He comes in through the opposite side.
Take
I was like one of the last ones in line. But I'm the first one he runs into. and he's like, who let this kid in? He's freaking, he's hogging up all the good blood. There are kids in Africa. Like, and like, he starts roasting me off the bat.
Like, what does that even mean?
Somebody come get this kid. I don't think he's legal. Like, just like, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. He roasted me right off the bat, dude. I instantly just, I couldn't stop laughing. And then he was so cool, though. He hung out with literally everybody who bought just the crap nosebleed tickets, like, that night. And then he was like, he didn't even drink them either. Like, he was totally stone cold.
He's so relaxing right now.
I know. Lately he has, but he's chill.
He's got it under control. That's probably makes him funny.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's horrible.
Dude, Lou was a legend, like a legend. That we'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
What'd you say?
I said, dude is an absolute legend. Like, yeah, I'll never forget that. Like, I highly recommend going to see that guy if he's ever
gets my favorite.
Jackson.
He's my favorite of all time, probably.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I discovered him, it was like on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Just as a person, he's unnaturally being funny all the time, like, not even trying, more so naturally, I guess.
Yeah,
he's never trying. He never tries. He's just, it just, everything he says is such an off the wall comparison to something that's like, I would never think that, but that's so accurate, like what he's saying. Like, you know, like,
it's
just the way his brain works.
It's comedy jazz.
Yeah.
It's just a riff all the way through. It's never the same smooth, never the and you're same. Just no. Like, you never know where the
switch
going.
Is key.
Like, he opened up his joke that when me and Haley went to go see him last time, I've seen him twice now. He opened up the freaking event. He stands up on the stage and he pulls his phone out. It's like, I got this new app. Lets me know when a falcon dies. It's like, got the notification here.
What?
Wait.
Yep. Minus one falcon. Well, threw everybody off. It was so silent. And then he riffed after that, caught everybody else. Like, that was the first joke. This was like, everybody was quiet, like, waiting on the punchline. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you won't.
Yeah, sure. Why not? But 10 out of 10 recommend go seeing him. I don't know, like, you guys have favorite comedians that you guys prefer?
Favorite comedians?
Anybody, you guys?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, honestly.
What?
I'm
just
kidding.
Get out of here, dude. With the worst takes of all time.
My favorite comedian of all time, just because of OG sadness. Not necessarily as, Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's.
Goated.
Cat Williams.
Dude, I was, he's like, that's not my baby.
Speaking of,
that baby is Caucasian.
Yo, you know he's going to be in Jacksonville next weekend, right?
Are you serious?
Next Saturday.
No, listen, I like, y'all, did y'all watch that new special on Netflix? Yeah, World War III. I'm telling you right now, you have to watch it. It's so funny.
It's fire.
He told us, he said, now I could be crazy, but they're telling us that we have a wing shortage, right? But they're telling us to eat more thighs. And you tell me, he said, how many wings are on the damn chicken? He said, how many thighs are there? He said, two. He said, where the hell are the wings, man? Where the hell?
So where are they going?
And that was going on. He said, you know why there's so many wings at Taco? He said, y'all need that meat. That's that wings.
Wow. That is great.
Doesn't that Anchorman 2 shit? Where he's like, he's going back to band up the gang with the old, like, newsman anchors, like, together. And he goes to his friend who's like, he's opened up a chicken restaurant. And he's like telling the secrets of the chicken industry, the fried chicken industry at the time. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, so how do you get this chicken this tender? And he's like, well, you can't turn a profit unless you use bats in the same
industry.
So we just fry bats.
Dude, I've seen that skit.
And there's a bat that flies to the restaurant. He's like, oh
my god. I've seen that. That was a good one.
That's the secret. You can't turn a profit unless you use bats.
The Andre show's a little crazy.
Dude, Andre. Oh my god. I watched his
intros are great, though. His intros are phenomenal.
Bro, you still
10 out of 10 on the intros. When he uses his guests in interviews.
He goes, my bad. Wait, I don't want to cut you off.
No. I'm talking about his interviews. They're
Wiz comes in. This is his first time ever being there, okay? Obviously, whoever Wiz's manager is sucks because they did not inform him what was going to happen. So Wiz is just sitting there, and he's like, so what, he just starts the car. So once there was this little retarded girl in our neighborhood, and we used to feed her acid. And we would go around with her. And then he goes, it actually cured her retardation. I remember. You can't do that. He said, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
But it cured her retardation.
I remember.
Miracles happen every day.
Bro, he's messed up, bro. He's gotten people walk out multiple times. Like that one girl, bro, she was furious. She sued him.
Now they're in. Now I was about to say that. Dude, that's love it when Sean is
all smoking ceiling onto his desk.
Because of how dangerous this show
have
is.
Have you seen that? Where he just falls onto his show. Okay, he'll open up a show with him breaking
and Hannibal Burris is always his sidekick. That's the funniest.
Every fucking item on the set.
Hannibal Burris is
like practically broken.
Well, bro, like, he'll
trash the whole place. He'll run through it
or anything. Like, if
and there'll be like this epic intro. And then he'll sit down and he'll open up a regular show.
As if he didn't just break his desk.
Yeah, stone cold serious.
Yes. Like some WWE shit.
Bro, like he's messed up, bro. Like he'll have someone walking butt naked.
I seen like
that's so funny.
Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Just you see that one skit they does where he was out on like New York or something.
That's the type of stuff
he's like covering. He's like one outline.
I don't know, dude. Well, we need to hone in on the microphone and it be a singular conversation.
No,
you know what I mean.
No.
Not
fuck the
5,000 conversations going.
Wait, so
cafeteria table talk.
So
yeah,
no. Okay, let's filter back. Sorry, everybody that's listening.
Is this a tabletop conversation in the middle of my kitchen? But yeah, we'll
okay,
just
so
try
can
to
I,
keep
can
it.
I? Can I? Bring up a topic?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like everybody's thoughts on, because this is more of a Kirby podcast vibe too that I'm about to bring up.
Let's go, baby.
Everybody's thoughts on the new, either one of two things. If any of you have seen the Andrew Callaghan documentary, This Place Rules.
I have no idea.
I have no
idea. Channel 5 News?
No.
That guy?
No.
Okay, never mind. Then my secondary question that everybody can relate to. What's everybody's opinions on the Ukraine-Russia war so far? Did you guys see what happened today? Putin is trying to get a 36-hour ceasefire as of today, because last night Ukraine launched a heavy strike on Russian soldiers with artillery and missiles.
What's about damn time? I mean, we've only given them like 6,420+ billion dollars, however much it is. About time they start firing.
As we should, because fuck Russia, honestly.
You know what's so crazy?
I mean, it's not like our job to fully involve. I mean, they do have.
I totally agree.
They have NATO,
but if Russia,
allies that could help them out.
But do you understand the danger of them taking over Ukraine? Because then they're close to stuff.
It's not even about the fact of like, oh, Russia gets Ukraine and what they're getting. It's the fact of like Putin's ego and the power play. And like, if people don't help the Ukraine, then he knows, like, okay, I can just take over these little things, and the other people, the powers of the world that actually have power are going to do shit about it. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to do something.
And he's learned so far.
Especially when you're one of the most powerful countries in the world. If you don't
he's
respond
not,
to something like that.
That's what he's learned.
I'm talking about the United States.
Oh,
if,
yeah.
If the United States doesn't respond to something like that, I'm saying I feel like we did way too much, but you got to do something. You can't just
we did more than enough.
We could, besides putting boots on like that.
But we did way too much. We gave way too much.
We actually do have boots on the ground there.
Yeah. Now, and we gave
not on our own accord.
Not on our own accord. Supposedly, they're just helping with
training
and training and
a bunch of other stuff. That, like,
as they should.
Nucking Futs, bro. Y'all need to go look at this YouTube
channel.
Nucking Futs Yuri.
Yeah.
He is a American Special Forces soldier.
Special Forces
soldier who has already been in the Ukraine serving for, I think he said, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted, he volunteered service, obviously, when the war happened and everything. And he literally works with one of the Ukrainian commanders and everything.
Yep. And
bro,
he trains
crazy.
Them.
He has a GoPro on, okay? And you go look at this on YouTube. There's videos of him in literal, like, shooting a 50 cal turret gun.
Because that's his job. He's a gunner on a turret gunner on an armored vehicle, like a Humvee type vehicle, way more armored though. And he's a 50 cal gunner, and he's running one of four of the 50 cal guns that they have in Ukraine right now.
I get that perspective.
And we're just saying
crazy. It's crazy. About, like, he steals a tank in the video. Yeah. He even shoots
there's a video where they drive over an anti-tank mine in their Humvee vehicle, and they all survive and get out, and they have to do covering fire to get those boys back out.
No, he's in a 50 cal, bro, and
shoots a rocket out of the air.
They're going to get anti-aircraft because these Russians have anti-aircraft in this building, and they've gotten intelligence, and he's talking to you as he's doing it. And then he's going, and he sees a Russian get a rocket launcher and goes to shoot his vehicle. As he shoots the rocket in the air, he shoots the rocket out the air.
With a 50 cal
Russian shoots the rocket, and he shoots it, and bro, you know that he has like some divine protection.
And he's like doing narration over it.
You can watch the shrapnel in the video. You watch the shrapnel pass his face.
Bro, the best thing is the narration in the video. He's like, and this motherfucker comes out of the building with a rocket launcher. Just like he's just mad about that.
I know. This is where I'm gonna lay my nuts.
Not again.
Sorry, but nuts down on the table, okay? I will say this, there's been a lot of propaganda that's come out of this whole war, too. The ghost of Kyiv, or however you say it.
Quote, that was the first day that the war happened.
But everybody was cheering for him, including my little brother, no offense. And I had to tell him,
it was Ace Combat footage.
Yes, I know, but before it even came out that it was, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if that guy doesn't exist. And it came out later that it was part of a video game. It's clip for footage of a video game.
Yeah, but now you see all the new stuff.
I see all the new stuff on
Reddit. Like the drone footage of them dropping bombs.
It's deranged, right. But the thing is like these Russian troops are being forced to fight, and these Ukrainians are being forced to fight. But meanwhile, it's like a whole money grab by each government.
Yeah.
And like the Nord Stream pipeline, you know about the Nord Stream pipeline?
Great,
it's all part of an energy crisis that they're perpetuating. They're going to basically make because over this winter, people weren't able to basically get the gas to provide energy to these plants to provide electricity for their homes, which wouldn't provide them heat in freezing cold weather. And they found out that basically with evidence that it was us, the United States, that went and blew up this gas pipeline. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't Ukraine. And they did a whole investigation, and all the evidence points that it was us that did this, which only makes it and we blamed Russia. The news outlets blamed Russia immediately, which is so, if you look at it, that is so much propaganda on the people them into going to war after something like that.
Well, not only that, you have to give an explanation. Listen, they had to explain somehow. Okay, gas prices go up, right? The profit margin from last year, if you go look at the profit margin, it's like, look, I wish I knew.
And exactly. I do want to say this, respect to everybody else's opinion. That was just me.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. No, so
this is my hot take.
With the gas.
So I'm not for the war necessarily. But
no one here is for the war.
Yeah.
But I think what we're saying is that we're glad the Ukraine is kicking ass because it's an invading country on their own home turf.
It's pretty badass too that we have Americans out there, out there free ranging.
The fact that there's a video on YouTube of a dude shooting a rocket out the sky, like kudos to you. You are the main character, bro. Like you're player one though.
Yeah. But you know, again, like we gotta be careful. You do got to kind of like vet some of this stuff. You don't know propaganda. He's probably authentic. I'm just saying in other cases,
everything else, that dude's solid legit. You can even look up his specs and his background, like everything he served, everything. He's legit.
I like the guys, the grunt soldiers, the people who've been through it. I trust more so than some
He's got 15 years of experience and knowledge and stuff. And then like you can look at his actual social media, like he's been in Ukraine well before any of this happened. You know what I'm saying? But back to the gas, what you're saying, that makes sense, man. The profit margin compared to last year and this year in gas, everyone's like, oh, all this is going on in the world, and so they have to charge us more gas. No, they're making more profit this year. The last year, 2022, gas companies made more profit than they made in the past 4 years combined.
Hmm.
More profit, not expect profit.
They perpetuated the crisis.
To increase their prices. To make money. Because they literally, there was no reason. They didn't need them. It was profit. Mm-hmm. It's all profit. So it's like, you already made what you've been making. You know what I'm saying? So they literally just perpetuated the problem. And then here.
This is nothing new under the sun. This is classic move. You know, it's 3D chess.
We saw declassified less than a month ago, right?
Uh-huh.
About JFK. You didn't see?
No.
He got declassified. They 100% confirmed the CIA did have involvement with his assassination.
I've been preaching this for years.
Declassified.
So to me, it's just one of those things where it's just like, I feel a little bit better about digging into stuff and not believing stuff like fully right away. You just got to give it some time, you know, and it's okay to doubt stuff when it seems like everybody else is totally sipping the Kool-Aid.
Well, did you know that?
It's good to just... That's what science is, really. It's just the art of questioning things. If you break it down.
Do you know where conspiracy theories came from? The term? From JFK?
It was from
JFK's assassination.
If anybody had questions, you would label them that to make them shut up or make the public view of this crazy.
Mm-hmm. The conspiracy theorists came from the people that were trying to say that JFK was assassinated by the government. So I think it's funny, though, that the actual term conspiracy theories, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It's true.
Can somebody look this up? The King family, Martin Luther King's family, they were awarded money in court.
You look it up.
They were awarded how much money in court? After they found out that the FBI was basically involved in the conspiracy.
And I have another quick topic after this. New thing.
You can dive into it whenever you find it.
I have bad service. You might have to.
Okay. About the McCarthy thing.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
No, I'm saying like how embarrassing it is that our government has taken 7 tries now on electing some kind of new official in the government, and like they can't fucking decide on shit.
He's been really divisive within the Republican Party, and
I don't want either.
For those who don't know anything about him, he picks sides when it's convenient for him to shoot his, you know, up his position and, you know, rank basically, essentially in government.
A job politician, a career politician.
Yes. Just don't like the guy, and anybody can be speaker. They don't have to be holding.
I don't even mean about liking him or the other candidate. I mean, the problem they've had, it's been a week of them wasting time on fucking figuring this out. No one can fucking.
Can anybody look this up? That the King question, how much the King family was awarded in court?
New phone.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
But what was I going to say?
Everybody else is retarded.
We were just talking about who again? What was it?
McCarthy.
McCarthy, okay.
And his opponent.
Kevin McCarthy, okay. And then it was like, what, Jim Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It's I don't want to misspeak, but McCarthy. And McCarthy's the Republican, obviously.
Uh-huh. He's basically anti-Trumper, but very much so. Establishment Republican.
You're my phone's doing that shit you were talking about earlier.
Establishment Republican, very anti-Trump. But everything to me right now, it just looks like theater. It's like I was telling Eddie the other day, the politics, it's like a mixture between WWE and a South Park
episode. Yeah.
Everybody is so dumb. Biden is unbelievably dumb. And it's like, how the hell? People believe that we chose this guy. I mean, no offense. I wasn't exactly totally 100% for the other guy. But it's like, dude, we have an absolute clown. You can't possibly tell me this dude is like the best guy for the job. How the hell do we end up with this guy out of everybody?
Oh.
And then they want to throw him into the meat grinder a second time.
House adjourns. McCarthy makes concessions heading into third day of House voting for Speaker. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy gave in to key demands from conservative rebels, including making it easier to oust a sitting Speaker. Those concessions could alienate moderate allies.
But that's
nothing.
So wait, he's in there then? right? That's or no? Point. But he's World Economic. You know, this guy was on the World Economic website as one of their young global leaders. Okay, so the World Economic Forum.
Oh, that's not good, man.
So the World Economic Forum is all about pushing like heavy agendas that seem like they're social justice, basically propositions and solutions, but
this is money game.
I mean, but look, their power grabs and money schemes.
All I'm saying is Nancy Pelosi is one of the richest women in Congress, and every time that laws get changed, she invests in different stock. That's all I'm saying. She invests, it's always the right stock.
I don't understand this. What? So is he in? I don't
That's
know if he's
what I don't
in.
Get either.
If isn't this the like the 11th
time? I'll read that off.
Is this the 11th time that they've tried to vote on this guy? Whether he's going to be in or not?
11. That is sad.
In or not with what? I don't know what's going on with the whole
breaking my brain.
So it means nothing, really.
It's all stupid theater, to be honest, in my opinion. It's like you got to look deeper than it. It's 3D chess. They create problems, and then they offer the solution after everybody's panicked and they've gotten the emotional reaction that they want.
Rolling Stone. Like,
we'll give you this. The government cares about you so much, you know. Oh, Kirby. We want to give you this, and it's just more power, more money.
Rolling Stone. Former Yeezy employees say Kanye West used mind games and humiliation to control them. Is that surprising to anybody?
Kanye seems like a bit of a narcissist.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like that. That sounds like a Kanye thing to do.
And a narcissist can be pretty manipulative.
Yeah, like, why are you going to work for Kanye thinking good things are going to happen?
Or any, like, look at Ellen. She pretended to be, like, this sweet, honest,
fuck that
great person. And then was was extremely rude to her staff, dude. Like, the amount of complaints that came out, they were like, this lady is a great C word.
Yeah, no, there was personal, like, not only that, they had, like, messages and stuff, too. Like, she was just, like, bowed to her people, like, the people that the bread and butter of what made her her, you know,
she would Dutch oven them.
Yeah.
While on set, like fart in sheets and then cover them up.
Dyke.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what the fuck?
Or worse, because she would just
treat them joking.
Bad. Yeah, she would. She probably would, Eddie, right?
Bro.
She
like,
but no she would, way. If given the chance. I wouldn't put that past her.
No, all my homies hate Ellen.
I would bet $20 right now.
No, on a real note, there was multiple actual cases of her actual harassment and stuff.
That's
with the camera people
insulted them all in
all my LGBTQ plus homies hate Ellen. That's how I know.
She would insult them, call them fat and ugly, and like ridicule them behind their back. Or like openly just say F this person on set, like while that person was like standing right,
nasty
right
bear.
There in front of them. Like, I don't want to F and see this person again. Like, just be an absolute bully on set. And then come out, and just
this is the thing though. Gordon
that's
Ramsay,
what psychopath.
Like,
that's his thing.
That was
no,
he's real about it. Like,
yeah, that makes
Ellen acts like that's her, she hides as being a
he's
sweet
a
person.
Perfectionist. That's why he gets freaking furious. She, on the other hand, is an absolute psychopath.
She's a snake.
Well, she acts like she interviews these people like being a sweetheart, and like, yeah, literally.
That's
like,
crazy.
Behind the scenes, no.
And behind the scenes, she's the freaking Grinch.
And my mom,
she just has
my
a strange
mom,
character.
People,
I would have assumed.
My mom's
I would have
one of those people that she's like,
yeah,
well, oh, my God, that's so nice. She gives away so much. She's like, yeah, that's her showing like her true colors, like trying to hide what she actually fucking is.
You gotta look out for that, though. You gotta look out for people who pretend.
What would y'all do if Dr. Phil came out like
this? Some people are so noticeable. Some people you can just
either.
So tell when they're pretending to be nice.
Bro, you know what I can't
like,
stand? I had to take a chart. I can't stand hanging out with people that, like, I literally, when I notice this trait, I remove myself from that person. If you can't act the same around everyone that you hang around, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Your family should be the only way you act a little bit different, and that's just because you're not going to be the way you are with your family and your friends, and that's the way it should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have respect for your parents
because
you're not going to act how you would around your homies.
Right.
But other than that, there should be no distinguishing difference in your character and how you act depending on like the ring you go into. You know,
there's only
like
one switch for me.
Like
I have
a professional and then there's me when I'm home.
Oh, yeah, no, no, work and then home. Yeah, I'm saying, but like,
right.
I know, bro, we grow with, like, I'm not going to name that, but like, people we grew up with school we graduated with, bro, they like, they would literally have like three different sets of people they hang out with, and they would be a different person with all three sets.
I have a problem with that, of having like no switch, but I like it that way.
That's what you, that's realism. That's
my,
what
my, cl- my
I'm pretty much me all the time. I just don't, I don't, I mean, I'm obviously not going to be like foul language or perversion around my mom. But like, other than that, I feel like my mom was.
I'm just
now,
myself all
in these
the time.
Times, more my friend than a parent, you know.
Yeah, same.
She, you know, it's so funny. She'll catch herself like trying to like ask me like, "Where are you going?"
Versus
just like,
it comes to being an end time.
Well, I mean,
you know. So I'm just like, I tell her, you know, I talk with her, but it's just like she does it as a joke sometimes. Like she'll like pretend to mommy.
Yeah,
I'm the baby of the family, so.
Hey man, that's what
you are.
Yeah. I'm the youngest.
I think you've told me that before. Like,
it would be nice, you know?
Actually, I don't want to talk. That's weird, bro. How does it feel being on the, like, we're the same age on opposite sides of the spectrum. You're younger than the oldest. That's so weird.
I don't know. I definitely feel like.
I don't know if anybody.
I'm the sibling, but I'm not the baby of the family.
Can anybody
not
see
in
this?
The aspect of
no,
like,
nobody can see it.
Material, but like I feel like I was handled a lot because I could watch
all right.
My siblings fucked up or how they messed up, and I wouldn't do that. You know, like I learned absolutely. A lot. I learned a lot from watching my siblings and stuff like that. Like they really were my role models. I love them. They're great.
Well, because you get to watch your parents mess up first, and then if you have older siblings, you get to watch them mess up, and then you can kind of like decipher between all of that, you know, information. And like, okay,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
Gonna do this.
Like there was a lot of fucked up shit. Yeah, you only got one sibling. She's like 20 years old. Now.
That's so awesome. We are talking about
roasted.
No, but it, I mean, it wasn't all fucking rainbows.
Yeah,
and well, such
that includes all of us.
Because it was also four against one.
Well,
I was the baby, so like because I was the baby, they knew that I was just getting hit.
I'm
like,
the oldest, but also the baby, but also the oldest. That's the way I look at it.
She's the only child.
No.
He's the oldest.
I'm the oldest of like, there's five of us all together.
So then how are you the baby?
Oh, boy.
I help my awesome. Baby. As well, I'm the first. I was first born, dude. I'm the oldest. So,
but you're not
first
the baby.
Born.
That's not
the
baby.
Baby.
The
baby is the youngest.
Well, he can try to. Be
or you the baby. Smallest?
Yeah, I'm also the smallest of the whole family. So
she's the
oldest. That also makes me like you
Casey's
know
biggest
closer to the baby. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
no
you're, the
does,
prince.
Okay.
You're the prince. You're the basically.
You're the heir. You're the heir. You get. The
yeah.
He's got
baby prince, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So see, Manny's prince. It's like I swear my mom literally calls him that. Yeah.
Like in Spanish or
no, just like she's just like, oh, the prince.
How would you say prince
wow.
in Spanish?
I mean, and he's like, man, that's
I don't know.
I'm 1/8 Mexican, but I don't know this.
1/8 Mexican.
Oh, literally.
How about the Hunter Biden?
Wow. There's a lot of things
I
don't
found this out the other day. I don't know if it's true, but I saw the emails. I don't know if they're true or not, but there's screen grabs of this conversation between Hunter Biden and Tucker Carlson, and it's basically coming down to the wire. It basically
I didn't need to trigger this. But
it came down between it came to the basically a conversation between Tucker Carlson and Hunter Biden with Hunter sending a recommendation on Tucker Carlson's behalf to get Tucker Carlson's son into Georgetown University. Like a recommendation, he wrote a letter to basically get him a free ride into Georgetown.
Did he?
Get him a scholarship into Georgetown. And yes, it worked.
How like his reputation of, you know, the whole cocaine thing?
He's the president's son.
Yeah, no, literally. That's
the president's son, that's all it takes.
That's
all it takes. I mean, you could be a son-in-law. You could be Jared Kushner. You can get whatever you want. You know.
Well,
I don't know if everybody is involved with politics like I am. It's like I like to get involved because every day is like a WWE match. And it's really entertaining, more so than I actually take it seriously. It's just it's like you get great meme content.
You do. You
excellent do. Meme content. So the content is just always being produced. It's never-ending content material coming from these clowns. So I'd be on that shit. I ain't gonna lie. It's also just poison for the mind. If you take it seriously, it's also poison to the mind.
Yeah.
If you're like you're cheering, you're out there with posters. show your tits, you know. Flapping, you know, stuff in the air. Piercings, blue hair waving everywhere. I mean, that's just poison for the mind. You try to wrap it up? Okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We do. This has been the most random, awesome podcast. Glad to be back with everybody. New faces here.
Timmy hasn't talked.
Wild Off of the Rails podcast. Timmy has said like two things.
Yeah, Bulls has been
happy to have him here.
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
Really random, but it's been fun.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it again.
Sorry about
and, Pulse is here. He's ready to shoot his heroin again as soon as we get off camera. And Eddie,
he's about to have you back.
ISIS member in the house.
Oh, there, trying to dab
big
you.
Dog. I'm trying to dab you up, too.
True. Yes, sir. Straight to the dome.
Pulse.
I'm not too much heroin.
All right, you can't leave me out. We're on camera, dude. You
want a lot of heroin, dude.
All right, okay. He's slow reaction. All right, guys, it's been a good time. We'll see you as soon as we can record another one. It might take a week. It might take a month. Who knows?
Next time we're getting to sports, for sure.
But we're getting to sports. We're gonna do Super Bowl predictions, maybe.
Yes, I agree.
We can do that.
The Jaguars
right now. It's gonna be Bills Eagles.
Wow, this guy's preaching.
It's gonna be Bills Eagles.
I think they'll win the
disagree with you.
It's going to be Bills Eagles as long as Hurts comes back.
Are we just doing this now?
Yep, Bills Eagles. That's
really quick, right? 60 seconds.
He said the next.
All right, 60 seconds. Who do you think is going to win right now?
Bills Eagles. Eagles are going to win by 10 points.
Eagles. You show your Eagles.
Eagles 10 points by the Bills. Eagles.
10 points. I think Chiefs going to take it.
How many points?
The Gators.
The Gators are going to win. Yeah. And then. Who do you think? Honestly, who do you think?
Honestly,
it could be a joke answer as well.
Yes.
Chiefs are good.
Chiefs are really good.
Who do you think? Who would?
The Bengals. The Bengals.
Not the Eagles.
The Bengals. The Bengals. Sorry.
Are they going to take it home?
God no. Damn.
Jalen Hurts is
podcasting.
Wow.
This is, we get loud. We get rowdy. He does heroin and insults everybody on the show.
He came on a shtick.
That sounds like something.
He does it every time he's on the show.
Insults everyone.
Yeah.
Just the biggest dick in the world.
All right, guys.
Hey, good night.
Everybody, we'll see you next time.
Straight to the same. I'm saying that's something a heroin addict would do.
Hey, this was my boys. You know the real ones. Y'all know who y'all are. Let's get it, bro. I got limitations, and I got expectations, and I am tired of them pointing finger accusations. I'm making calculations, I'm making observations, and I am here to go and lay down new foundations. I feel the vibrations, I'm not associating, I'm no longer complacent. If you my bro adjacent, I came to make this statement. Roll me and shine on the pavement, cash in when I'm paper chasing. New energy, you know we embracing. I'm trying to set up my brother, buy a new house for my mother. If you're real, I have your cover. If you're down, then we'll both suffer. I'll take the shirt off my back. If I make it and you been there, get a cut of these racks. We gon' stack these pancakes, yeah, I call it flatjacks. And we flying to the moon, no jetpacks. Gas wake up with a jet lag, 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 lag. I got limitations, and I got expectations, and I am tired of them pointing finger accusations. I'm making calculations, I'm making observations, and I am here to go and lay down new foundations. I feel the vibrations, I'm not associating, I'm no longer complacent. If you my bro adjacent, I came to make this statement. Roll me and shine on the pavement, cashing when I'm paper chasing. New energy, you know we embracing. New energy, you know we embracing. Whole crew be blunts, we facing. And you know the saying, you reap what you sow. Every breath decaying. So I rock with the bros. One plus one, I go. More than two, you know. Might just come with four. Do you want some more? I don't crack the code. Brotherhood gon' be smoke. And what goes around comes around. Don't end up lost and never found. What goes around, it comes around. Don't end up lost and never found. What goes around, it comes around. Don't end up lost.
enable, disable. Okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable. Not Mary Jane when I'm low. Not embrace it. Let's face it. It's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. Enable, disable. Okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable. Not Mary Jane when I'm low. Not embrace it. Let's face it. It's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. And now I'm very able. I'm straight just like the table. It's my turn to be stable and step up to the plate. At least these weights, cause I haven't been straight. Since this weight is in this place, and this who can relate. The nights they get so late. Feel the thoughts of the bread we rape, but also the risks we take. We watch for the real and fate. In the grass without the snakes. To be able to take the cake. With a little bit of wake and bake. With a family on the house with a late. No longer need to chase the bang. Watch the sky smoke a sunset. Gelato, the shit so dang. And here comes that day where we dig deep from within. And I was at bay, but I learned to master it. I took control. I took control of it. Enable, disable, okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable. Not Mary Jane when I'm low. Not embrace it, let's face it. It's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. Enable, disable, okay, let's go. Used to be hateful, unstable. Not Mary Jane when I'm low. Not embrace it, let's face it. It's straight to the dome. Help us rephrase it, reshape it, make the unknown known. Straight to the dome, you can't reach me on my phone. I've been looking up your file, see how long my mind's been gone. They say I'm going crazy, trying to show them on my own. They can't seem to face it, all the trials that have gone. Separate the facts from what you think.